Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Earlier, Craig did a story. We got an email coming up about it too, about people finding out they got kids because of all these DNA kits going out that they didn't know of. And damn, if you don't know, Craig just got a call from 23andMe. He's got a kid, and he left to go meet that kid. No, it's not why. I'm freaking him out. He's in the car right now.
But he had to step out.
He had to step out because he found out he had a kid.
So Craig is,
yeah, because Craig didn't want to blow off that kid like his family blew him off.
You got to get there right away.
Right, he wants to be right away and say, "Kid, I'm sorry, I know you existed." I think that kid's 48 right now. He's going to be this 48-year-old kid, which is crazy because I don't think Craig's only about the same age.
I thought Craig was younger.
So Craig is.
I have no idea. Craig. Craig's a Highlander.
Maybe
I have no
26.
Idea.
Yeah.
If Craig is Trebek. We're going to put Puss in the role of Aaron Rodgers today.
At least for half one segment.
Yeah, by the way, I've watched a couple
Greg's
of
Greg's fine, by the way. He's got to take care of something. That's
Aaron Rodgers episodes. And
he's fine.
The difference that I notice, he's fine.
He's fine.
But the other people who have hosted are broadcasters.
That's it.
And they seem to be a little better at reading the clues. He seems a little tentative when he reads the clues.
It's not your job.
Right. He doesn't project.
Not your job. And he's a better quarterback than everybody else on that
show.
He's
comfortable in front of the camera. He knows all about that. But, you know, he's been doing TV commercials, but he's never been a broadcaster. No. I don't know if he does anything in Green Bay or Milwaukee.
No, he doesn't host it. He's a guest on a show, but that's about
the
it.
Aaron Rodgers show.
No. He might call into a radio show in Milwaukee once a week, most of them do.
He's not running the show.
No,
he's just being interviewed.
No. He didn't lead the show.
He'd be the best at throwing the cards across the room.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
I don't think they do that on Jeopardy. I don't watch all the time, but.
But Puss sent me a link to his Facebook page yesterday, and he had a picture of the podium. I didn't know all what was going on at the podium.
Like, from his perspective, what the podium looks like.
Yeah, what the podium looks like. And you're actually reading...
I'm glad you didn't send that to me.
Oh, no, I knew better.
You're actually reading the clues from the podium. You're looking at a screen on the podium. I thought they were maybe just looking at the big board.
Yeah. Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Reading them right off there. Yeah, hey, we're trying to kill time here.
No, I know that.
I know that. A map of a vagina?
I can't help when Peter steps in. He just steps in. That is not me. Peter speaks for some of the audience, not me. Right.
You will appreciate this, though. He put some sticky notes along the bottom of the screen.
Right.
Little reminders for himself. Stand up straight, energy, things like that. And then he said he put one at the top just to see if anybody was looking at his podium when he wasn't there.
Right.
And the note said, don't pick your nose /butt.
Oh, really? And butt. Okay.
What
a
funny guy.
He's hilarious.
Hey, he scored touchdowns.
God, they keep showing it. SportsCenter shows him every day on that show. They're such kiss asses. Just move on.
Well, there's not a lot to show right now.
Give me some more mock drafts. Show me some basketball highlights. Don't kiss Rodgers' ass on SportsCenter every
freaking
day.
You want more English Premier League highlights?
Yes, I do. I don't watch SportsCenter.
Ooh, 0-0 tie.
I don't watch SportsCenter. I hate it. I hate it when there's stuff to talk about.
That's better than, hey, Aaron Rodgers has half a personality.
Thank you.
Look at that.
That's all I got. That's all they got, right.
Did one of those notes say, don't forget the clitoris?
Look under the hood, it says.
Hey, when they're not slurping my boy, they're slurping yours. So careful there, Nick.
Yeah, but Nick knows his boy's boring, too. I mean,
and he can't act.
And you don't care. He can't act. And I don't think Rodgers can act either, pretty
much. What he needs to do is
he definitely can't act.
Take a picture of Shailene Woodley's back and all the post-it notes he has on her back.
You got to roll over.
That would help him out.
We got this email.
She's a dude.
Before we get into that one, too, this came out yesterday. I saw a bunch of people the last couple of days
that wasn't the Savannah School Board 4-4 last time? Now they voted 4-3 to keep the name Savage.
Oh, this is Savannah, Missouri.
Yeah, to keep the name Savage, but you know, we'll phase out the American Indian imagery.
Yeah, someone
Savage is what? That's like that, what the hell? What,
so it's like a TikTok thing now.
What does Savage mean? Change your freaking name.
No, you're my not, kids will say that, but they're referring to somebody being like ruthless.
But listen, they're keeping
but
it, though.
But they know so what it's
they,
not.
They all
there
know
is.
What it means. Sure. We're the totally savages. Racist. We're always the savages.
No, you're not wrong, Mike. There was like
yes.
It says 3 weeks ago here, there's another headline.
This. Right.
Another headline says Savannah Mascot Committee vote ends in a 4-4 tie.
We talked about that on the air.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Right.
So somebody opted not to show.
That's it. Well, I don't think it's right, but if I don't show, it'll pass anyway. That's right.
I don't
right.
want to get in the middle of this.
What a pussy.
Although they did last time.
Yeah. God, it's a town in Missouri somewhere. It's just crazy.
So they're getting rid of the imagery, but keeping the name.
Well, they're going to phase out.
Oh, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll still be all over that town.
Yeah. The alumni, and also add a curriculum to educate and honor the history of the mascot, which means they're going to honor calling Indians savages.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, and you're right, Nick.
We are so done. This is on the Todd and Tyler.
There's a lot of honor in that.
Yeah.
They can't make the, Savage Roofing change their name.
Right.
Right.
Because, there's a bunch of businesses that are just named after that, too.
Well, they can keep the name. Those businesses can, but the school could change the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're never gonna wipe it from the town.
No, but the school should not have it.
Well, there's imagery all over the neighborhoods. People have stuff in their windows, in their yard.
Everybody wears a headdress in their yard. All right. Kelsey's email about his dad was a Rolling Stone. Papa was a Rolling Stone. You get that? That's why Craig left. He found out he's a kid.
My dad was a Rolling Stone. He knocked up 6 different women. We just found out the oldest is no longer the oldest. My dad apparently knocked up a woman at 17 that he knew through his sister.
Ryan found out he wasn't the oldest one day, too. Remember that?
That's right. So fast forward 40-some years, and my, at the time, oldest sister does one of the DNA tests. And blam, finds out she has a half-sister that actually lives 30 minutes away from her in Texas. So they meet, find out the new sister is from Omaha as well, which makes sense. She came back to Omaha to visit, and I was able to meet her as well.
So Kelsey's old man, they say don't say my name, I'm sorry, dude.
No.
He didn't care. Okay, got it. His old man banged half of Omaha?
Seems like it.
Sounds like it. Good for
Getting
him.
6
it.
Baby mamas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right.
That type of stuff will get you into the NBA.
Yeah. Well, that's 6 so far.
True.
I think that is 6 in counting.
True.
Found out that he wasn't the oldest, yeah.
Now, did Ryan deal with that okay?
It's a great question. I forgot how that worked out back in the day. Because, you never told him. That's a whole convoluted
right,
thing.
Right. I can't really get into it.
No, I wouldn't either.
There were concerns.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Right.
There were some concerns.
That's
he wanted to make sure he was inherit the vast brand fortune, and another kid showing up there, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You don't want that.
And want him horning in
another slice of the pie.
Exactly. All right, Craig actually had to leave a family emergency, but he's fine. That's just, he's not here. So we're gonna do the rest of this break. We didn't have much notice, obviously, and we'll probably do the best stuff for the last hour of the show.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What do you got there, Craig? Oh, well, Jesus. Puss. Man, I just can't do this without Craig.
It's just automatic.
We do it without Craig when we know ahead of time. Right. We just didn't know ahead of time.
What do you got, Aaron?
Yeah.
it's just a reflex. I get it.
Read there. Remember the clitoris there, Puss. That's what it says right there. Remember?
I'd like to think I do. But, okay.
You got to find it first.
Yeah.
So a report from LendingTree here says 6 in 10 Americans took on a new hobby during the last year.
Oh, God.
As we were.
I bet they did, but I think we talked about this before. People thought they wanted to do something. You thought you were going to learn a guitar. You didn't do that.
No.
I think a lot of people thought they might want to do something and then said, couch is better.
What if you didn't pick up a new hobby during the global pandemic?
You're never going to. You're never going to. That's a great point. Except if it was a hobby where you had to go out and collect things, but who does that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it says here.
Yeah, if you're not going to learn to paint, you're not doing that. You're not going to learn to paint.
Well, you can't go anywhere for a year,
right?
And you don't, take up stamp collecting or whatever.
It's most popular.
Now, there's still franchises available of Make Fun of Your Hobby Lobby that I started a couple years back. You walk in, tell the person your hobby, and they'll make fun of it.
Because chances are it's done.
It is like done.
Oh, cool, a remote control car.
The worst part about your hobby is you telling somebody about your hobby. Have a hobby, but don't tell anybody because they don't care.
Right. It looks just like the real car, but it's smaller.
Right. The remote control car guy. That's hilarious.
Well, other people have the same hobby.
If you find that, don't tell other people that don't care about your hobby.
So 59%
of
Americans.
Todd's been pushing his walking backward hobby.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's
that ain't going to catch
that's
up.
Not really a hobby.
That's a good point.
A variation of a workout. Yeah, and, yeah, I've been a little too vocal about it. Yeah. And it really ain't catching on.
Keep at it. It'll happen.
Cleet showed up yesterday, our buddy Cleet
Blakeman,
and he was bending Cleet's ear the whole time about it, and Cleet's going, nah.
Well, it's called retro walking. No, it's called backwards.
That's a good point. We're out of the room, and Puss heard you say to Cleet, it's called retro walking, and Puss and I were in the other room, and Puss goes, no, it's called backward walking.
But he was asking the questions, so that's why Cleet
was being polite, and he's not here every day 6 hours a day.
Retro walking is like what John Travolta does at the beginning of our Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, that's retro walking.
You can tell by the way I retro walk.
Yeah, he ain't walking down the hallway
woman's
with a
man.
He ain't walking
that's
down the
not
street
true.
With a time
paint,
to talk.
With that's a paint can walking backwards with your sweats on. That movie would be a whole different movie. I got to bring Stan alive out for that.
So 50.
God in the Vikings helmet with the paint can walking backwards.
Nice helmet, douche.
Strutting backwards.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So 59% of Americans, it says here, took on a new hobby during the pandemic. Most likely to have taken up one were, and this makes sense, those who were laid off or furloughed.
Oh, okay.
So 82% of those people found a new hobby.
Right.
Gen Z, 76%. Millennials, 74%.
Does it say what hobbies?
Well, I have the top five here.
You can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man. No time. You're a woman's man. Walking backwards in your paint can. In your sweaty yoga pants. We're all picturing them, aren't we?
Yeah.
Your hair's flowing.
With a hat on, though, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So the most popular hobby, Todd, you wanted this. You want to go from most popular or least popular?
Let's go 5-1.
5-1.
Let's count them down.
26% of us took up writing. No.
And you wrote what you wrote, and you read what you wrote and said, I'm not a good writer.
And that's why I haven't been a writer.
Right.
We didn't get furloughed either.
No.
So we kind of.
No, we didn't, but I
did. We continued.
So, I have a bunch of joke ideas on my phone, but those are pretty brutal.
Obviously, you found,
And you didn't take that up during the pandemic.
No, I've been doing that.
That's not new.
And the writing I do consists of just taking notes all day.
Yeah.
I take notes all day.
Yeah, I assume this is people thinking they can write the great American novel.
Right, exactly. Right.
I don't write in complete sentences.
Or at the very least, crappy poetry.
I don't even speak in complete sentences.
I hear that.
You have a bunch of ideas I can't do anything with.
Yeah.
Songs Your Sister Got Railed To, Volume 4.
Oh, is that part of the joke?
Well, I don't know. What do you do with that?
Do you have a punchline for that?
No, that's all it is.
Okay. That's just that phrase made you laugh, and I tried to build a joke around it.
I like the phrase.
Maybe it could go somewhere someday, but probably not. I'll just sit on my phone until I die.
Yeah. You should try it last night. Nothing else was working, right?
What do you got to lose?
Yeah, nothing. Not laughs.
So 29% took up meditation.
I'll try that.
And I don't know. I
guess it'd be a hobby.
I would argue with that being called a hobby.
Yeah, me too, but whatever.
Yeah, that just seems that's the equivalent of a workout.
You tried. I heard it's pretty cool, but I just don't know. Well, I don't think I have the patience to sit there and be quiet like that,
even by myself.
Right. It takes practice.
Yeah. How do you know you're meditating, though? I don't know. When do you know it's actually happening? See, you know, all of us kind of exercise, so we know we're exercising. How do you know you're actually sitting there and meditating when you're just going, what am I thinking of? Now I'm thinking about it. Damn it, I'm not meditating.
Where's that sweet spot between sitting still and falling asleep?
Yeah. I'm just asking.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of focusing on the breathing, isn't it?
Yeah. And you can never turn off your brain.
Right.
You just don't dwell on thoughts. The analogy that I always hear is, okay, you're sitting on top of a mountain and there's cars going by on a freeway.
Right.
And all those cars are your thoughts.
Right.
Well, don't chase after the cars. Don't concentrate on one car. Just let them go. Just watch them go.
Yeah. Once again, easier said than done. Because if I'm sitting there quiet, my head is racing, man.
Generally, I focus in on one and obsess.
Right. Yeah.
And when I do that, I will concentrate on, let's say, something. I got a space heater in the basement.
Right.
It's making some white noise.
You're going to hear that, though.
You concentrate on that.
Okay.
Just concentrate on that. And it directs your thoughts kind of in that direction.
So then I would think about this.
But what are you thinking about? Yeah, I would think about it. What do you end up thinking then?
Oh, everything.
If it's peace and see, I don't understand it.
Yeah. The goal is to end up thinking nothing,
right?
Yeah, but you're not going to do that. That's not really the goal.
No.
You're going to be thinking something. The goal is just to dismiss those thoughts and not really dwell on it. Not concentrate, not focus on anything. Just let it happen.
Yeah, I don't see that happening for me.
Be a man.
Ever.
Yeah.
Are we going to not make fun of any of these hobbies?
Probably not. Right. Probably not. The next one on the list, number three, the third most popular is gardening. 30% of us took up gardening.
Well, a lot of the pandemic happened during the winters and up north you can't garden.
Well, through the summer. It started in the spring. Spring and into the summer.
I didn't do that either.
Yeah, no. I'm not growing anything.
No, we don't have the sun or the soil.
Plus, I don't like being
otherwise, I would have liked to have started like a veggie garden.
I hate being on my knees, man. I know
really?
You're, I know you're
yeah,
surprised
that's
weird.
By
that. I know. It is weird. I knew that was going to take that reaction saying it, but I mean, I got some tires fixed the other day. Actually, I had to change my own tire, but I can do that because I grew up with a lot of crappy cars.
Because you're a man.
Right.
I'm a man, too, but I took my daughter's car.
Is that a good hobby, changing tires?
No, it's not.
No.
I was at the tires, discount tires, and they're cool dudes, and those guys, they're younger, they're working their ass off, but you know, they're always down in that position, and I've never liked gardening. You're on your knees.
Mm-hmm. But they make those little knee pads for you.
It doesn't matter. When I used to paint. I used to do all that stuff with my dad when I was younger. Didn't matter what age I was. I hated doing anything on my knees. And shut up. I know.
You're just putting it on the tee.
I know I am.
You're just trying to get
I know
a
some people are comfortable that way.
No.
We'll keep standing on the tables.
Yeah. If I could garden and stand up, but you can't.
Well, you can get those hydroponic ones inside.
That there's a table on it. Right, yeah.
I guess you could do that.
Yeah.
The second most popular, baking and cooking. Everybody had their sourdough starter.
Yeah, I don't ever cook. You know? So my wife does that. My son likes to do that kind of stuff, too, but I don't. You
know. I think I did a little more culinary stuff
in
the past year or so.
Yeah, we've tried to, Saturday
night. Is that a hobby,
though?
That, to me, that was just eating, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you've got to eat.
It was just doing something different.
Right.
Yeah. And the most popular, this one, again, reading? Is that a hobby?
Well, if you read books, it is probably, yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
If you read books.
It says 61%.
All these book readers.
I got to spend the day reading all kinds of crap. I don't have time to read a book and that kind of, you know.
If we talk about reading books, our boss yells at us.
That's true.
You think your audience really reads books? Aren't you talking to a bunch of dummies? Yeah, you're right. Good point.
Now, it says here that nearly half of the people who tried out a new hobby during the pandemic have actually earned money, turning it into a side hustle, like photography or, it says here, coding, computer coding.
That's a job.
Yeah. They've turned it into a side job.
But that is a hobby for some people.
Computer coding a hobby?
Well, maybe they're making a game or something, or at least the skeleton of a game.
They're all stupid.
Yeah. Maybe I'd like the pharmacy better. I'll just consider it a hobby.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, if you took up photography and were able to sell your photos, good for you.
Both of my sons did that as a hobby.
Which one?
The coding stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
well, they both work at computers, right?
One of them turned it into a job.
Right, right.
How do you make that a hobby? Do you make video games or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have no idea.
Type in YouPorn?
Yeah, how you go about it. Yeah.
Well, if you have another job that's not that, and you're doing that in your free time, wouldn't that make it a hobby?
Yeah, you can deliver food on the side, too, and that's not a hobby.
Well, but then you're getting paid for that.
Right. Be an Uber driver. Oh, that's true.
But you're right. That's a pastime.
I turn this driving
pastime
food
is
around
hobby.
Into a thing.
My hobby is giving strangers rides to places. It's called Uber.
Sometimes it's places they want to go.
Yeah.
So how do you think you're going to flesh out this songs your sister was railed to?
I might just have to take a survey.
Yeah.
What do you think your sister was listening to while she was getting railed?
That's a great line from stage. Now, where's it go from there?
Nowhere.
Okay, I'm just I just want to get in the mind
the
of a
it would depend upon the age of your sister.
Right.
Because Tyler's thinking about that right now.
He could just ask us.
I can give you the list.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
She was listening to Love Gun.
You know it was going to go
I know
there.
What Puss's mom listens to, because I play it.
Now,
now Craig can't pile on with me, damn it. Craig's in the car listening now. He's piling on,
See, I can
call her too, Puss, as he's driving down the road.
He was piling on your mom as well.
And I can just move on here where it says that, half of you made money off your new hobby. 53%, though, made debt.
You bought stuff.
You bought stuff.
Yeah.
You got into something. I need that. I need to get all this stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's probably getting dusty.
I guess for all the hassle we say about people with hobbies, I just have never had a hobby. Maybe because I like my job and I don't really need anything else after this, you know.
You don't need a little model car?
No, I don't. Take him to the parking lot with all the other grown men.
I have.
Look, it's a little Camaro. It's plastic.
It's
I put
cool,
all the pieces together and I painted it.
And I'm 45.
Right.
Now, is there a difference between a hobby and an activity? We've discussed this before.
Golf, I don't think golf would be a hobby either. But I don't know what the term means.
I think it depends on how much you play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would consider it a hobby for me. I don't play nearly as much as you do, Todd.
I just picture hobbies, a guy making birdhouses in his garage with his tools, that kind of crap,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crafty stuff.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear about that either.
Right, painting.
Don't want to hear about that either.
Bird watching.
This last point here is one of those where everybody lied. 79% of consumers say they'll continue with their hobby even after the pandemic. And 94% say they have kept it up through the pan. Bull.
Well, I
you're not going to continue, and you probably haven't already.
I still tend to think that Nick actually didn't lose his second gig, and he got this gig during the pandemic. Basically, we all worked during the pandemic, so our lives in that situation didn't change.
Didn't change a whole lot.
I didn't have a lot of extra hours,
Not like Todd.
Yeah, like Todd.
See, I'm poking Craig from afar on that one. I know he just heard that and started fuming.
Puss has the best stuff for the next hour. We found out Craig had
or
to
will.
Leave. Craig had to leave real quick. He's okay, but
What that means is it's just another hour in the day.
Yes.
Another right. Too many.
What are you gonna do?
Nick, you can go to work early.
Don't tell them.
No, you can hang out. Join us tomorrow live, but we're coming back here in a second.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe we'll be live.
Todd, be a man today. Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine and be a man.
I'll let you know in 12 to 14 hours.
Man, they're going to lose their ass. People are going to freak out on our social media. Craig left an hour early today, and you might not be a man tomorrow morning.
It's ripe for conspiracies.
It is. It's ripe for conspiracies, right.
Well, there's another hobby. That's what I did. I made up conspiracy theories.
Whatever you think happened to the Todd and Tyler Show today and tomorrow, spread the word.
Yeah. Just
it's
run
true.
With it.
And see what you think.
Yeah, you don't have to ask them to do that. They will anyway.
I know. See you tomorrow. Well, it is a contract year. We might be back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.